Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Networks. Remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, we are talking PWA Evolution, which took place on Friday, February 8th at the Cedar Brae Community Center in Calgary. It was a really fun show. I can't wait to talk to you about it today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to the RCW Can-Am Retro for Ret show on Friday night. I wasn't feeling very good. And Paul was unable to attend the PWA show on Saturday. So I'm going to be solo casting this one today. I will talk about the results of the RCW show at the end of the PWA review, just because I have them. And in about, not this week, but next week, we have quite a bit of wrestling taking place in Calgary once again. We have Heart Legacy Wrestling making their return in Calgary on February 20th at the Back Alley on McLeod Trail in Calgary between 7:30 and 11:30 p.m. And then RCW's Wrestling Ain't Easy taking place on Friday, February 21st at the Royal Canadian Legion No. 1 downtown. So a lot of wrestling will be coming up here, and we'll be talking about all of that. But before we do get into our review of PWA Evolution here today, we are going to be hearing a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to be talking some awesome Prairie Wrestling Alliance.
From Lanny McDonald to Daryl Sutter, Mark Messier to Cale Makar, before you're a star, you've got to make it in the AJHL. On Saturday mornings, TSN 1260 takes an in-depth look inside the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Join Tyler Yaremchuk from 9 to 10 a.m. for previews, reviews, and interviews from around the AJ. Inside the AJHL, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Hey, y'all. I am back. All right, let's talk PWA Evolution. Now, this was a great show. There was about six matches on the card. I thought it flowed really nicely. Nothing felt too long. There was a couple of quick matches, and unfortunately, it does seem like there was a little bit of an injury. We'll talk about that as we get to it. But let's get straight into it. Our very first match was Kat Von Hees taking on The Universe. Now, I don't know who was under the mask of The Universe. I have ideas, but it's all speculation at this point. But let's just say I don't know who The Universe was. They did a pretty good job, but Kat Von Hees is such a treasure, isn't she? And my God, she has beautiful hair. It's just so amazingly colorful. I love Kat Von Hees's hair. Let's just start off. Before the bell rang, The Universe came and drop-kicked Kat. But quickly, as soon as the bell rang, Kat Von Hees takes over. It's a very quick match. Kat hits this like series of three suplexes where she just holds on, gets back up, hits another suplex. This was only about a 2 to 3 minute match, just a very quick match to warm up the crowd. Kat Von Hees taps out The Universe. It was a quick match, but it was fun. You know, just continuously establishing the women's division within the PWA. In fact, I would say this show as a whole was really a showcase on the women's division, who they have, the talents they have going around, some new faces we've seen kind of coming in as of late to be shaking up the division a little bit. And I really like to see that, because I know maybe not my last review, but the show even maybe before that, I was talking about how... And not even as a complaint, but I would just love to have seen more diversity within the women's division inside the PWA. Well, we got that. They heard apparently they listened. So thank you, PWA. So we'll just say quickly, we had a debut for two different female wrestlers today. We had Taryn from accounting making her Calgary debut, which was exciting for me. I got to see Taryn from accounting for the very first time at the Clandestine Society. I've got to see her wrestle for Force Pro Wrestling, and now I get to see her down here in Calgary wrestling for the Prairie Wrestling Alliance. It makes me incredibly happy. And not only that, we had the debut of Melody, who worked alongside Body Break in the main event, and we'll talk about her as well as we get into it. But yeah, great little night. Kat Von Hees, like I said, picking up the very first win here against The Universe. It was only about a 2 to 3 minute long match. So great, great little way to start the show off. Next up, we had Davey O'Doyle coming out with Braden Parsons. I just wanted to write Pepsi Parsons. That's what I wrote here. Because I love the league. The league cuts a great promo talking about the league in 2020, what, you know, is going to be happening with the league. Anytime Davey O'Doyle gets the mic, I get really excited. The guy's awesome. I really love Davey O'Doyle. Barry comes out with Titan. So this was going to be a match, obviously, between Davey O'Doyle and the Spaceman, Barry Grayson, who, if you haven't listened to my interview with the Spaceman, it was a fantastic interview. Go check it out. I've got a couple of different interviews, and as I talk about the people I've interviewed, I'll just be throwing those in there because why not? Anyways, so Davey O'Doyle comes out with Brayden Parsons and Barry comes out with the Titan. And man, this match, the crowd was hot, man. They really are firmly behind Space Mountain, that team of obviously Barry Grayson and the Titan. Barry Grayson able to get all the different cheers out of the crowd and jeers for Davey O'Doyle. Both of them trying hard to get the crowd obviously behind them. Everybody booing Davey, saying, you know, you got to respect me, you cheer for me. But, you know, Barry not having any of that. The crowd was hot for the spaceman because everybody wants to fly with the spaceman. Let's talk a little bit about what happened in this match. There was this one really cool spot where Barry hits this, like, awesome, like, ground flip senton onto Davey. It was really interesting. Like, he hit it from the ground. It was like a flipping senton. It looked really interesting. I remember right seeing that. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. That was really cool. But not only that, just a couple more spots. And I always love seeing Davey O'Doyle hit his spine buster. He's always hitting spine busters on days that end in Y because his spine buster is so good, isn't it? It's like totally reminds me of Arn Anderson. I know where he gets his inspirations from, him, Batista. I get it. Davey, if you're listening to this, you have a beautiful, beautiful spine buster. You'll never catch me say that to you in real life or at a show, though. You damn good spine buster. Anyways, there was a part in this match where Barry Grayson actually manages to get Davey O'Doyle to tap out. However, the ref was just distracted at that very moment by Brayden Parsons. Brayden just obviously off to the side of the ring, wants to give Davey the win. Davey sitting there tapping, couldn't get the tap off. Obviously, we got to see Barry Grayson let go up to the ref and be like, hey, what's going on? But unfortunately, that works in his disadvantage in this specific scenario because Davey rolls him up, gets him to tap, and we have Davey O'Doyle submitting the spaceman Barry Grayson. O'Doyle wins. It was about a 9-minute long match, approximately like that. A lot of heat between Titan and Brayden Parsons outside of the ring, which led right into the next match because we had Titan taking on Brayden Parsons. This was a bit of a quick match, unfortunately. It does seem like Titan had his arm hurt during this match. We had the ref throw up the X, so this was a quick little match, but let's just talk a little bit about it. Everybody was already outside. Davey O'Doyle, obviously, to the side of the ring for Brayden Parsons, and we had Barry Grayson to the side of the ring for the Titan. And the match starts off. Titan gets chop-blocked by O'Doyle before the match actually starts. So Davey, you know, he locks down Titan, gets him in the knee, brings him down, and the match starts. Brayden takes Titan down, and it's just a series of holds and positionings. It's probably, like I said, I think this match was about 2 minutes. Unfortunately, we had Brayden Parsons get the Titan inside of a triangle armbar, kind of like a wrenching armbar triangle, and we had the Titan tap. I think something hit him, or something got him in the arm, maybe something in his shoulder or his elbow. I don't know exactly what happened, but we had the ref throw up the X, and he made his way to the back. So I hope Titan's okay. I haven't heard anything back from that here today. I think it was a real injury. Can't always tell for sure, but I'm pretty sure it was a real injury. So hopefully we'll hear back, and on my next review, I can give you guys a bit of an update on the Titan, just because I haven't heard anything today about this. But this match lasted approximately 2 minutes. And we've had Brayden Parsons. I guess you could just say it was a stoppage of match, but I guess also a tap. I don't know exactly how you'd want to describe that. But let's move on. The next match we had was the Millennial Rebels of Colton Kelly and Mo Jabari taking on Thick Pride, the team of Jack Pride and the Thickness, Reed Matthews. You should go listen to my podcast with Thickness, Reed Matthews. It was also fantastic. Let's actually talk about the match. So the Millennial Rebels are great. I really love Colton Kelly and Mo Jabari. Mo's got such a good look, and so does Colton. Colton's got this like very aggressive look. It plays off to his character really well. Same with Mo. I obviously don't think Mo looks nearly as threatening as Colton does. Colton's got that like big giant beard and everything. But Mo's like, he's fantastic. He's such a good and talented wrestler. He just doesn't seem as necessarily as aggressive or threatening as Colton Kelly does. But he's also got this like, he's just so cool. He's just got this level of cool about him that he just seems like a heel because he's just too cool for you. And I like that about Mo Jabari. I think the Millennial Rebels make a really good tag team, but Thick Pride. I really love Thick Pride. The dynamic these two have, obviously, because there's this whole no trust thing. This is like a series of trust exercises going on here between Jack Pride and the Thickness, because Jack Pride, obviously the man of two minds, he's Jack and he's Pride. Thickness obviously trusts Jack. He trusts him incredibly, but he has no trust for Pride. So how can you trust one man with two minds when at any moment you could see Pride take over or Jack take over? It's hard to see the Thickness find any type of trust really for his partner in this match. But, you know, it was a really fun match. In fact, this was probably one of my more favorite matches of the night. Let's just kind of get started off. We had Jack Pride and Mo Jabari starting off. It was a really fun match. It started off kind of slow, but not like in a bad way, obviously. Just really feeling each other out. I really like this about tag matches. I find they tell really good stories. And it always seems to have like a really nice build. And that really happened inside of this match. So we had Jack Pride, like I said, and Mo Jabari starting everything off. They were getting into, you know, just like more positioning wars, really trying to feel each other out. Jack is so good, man. So is Mo. They're really great. Obviously, they tag in their partners. We have the Thickness and Colton Kelly. Reliving that angle, obviously, from last year, early 2019, with Colton Kelly and the Thickness. If you don't know anything about their rivalry, we do talk about it on the podcast. Thickness even talks about how his matches with Colton Kelly are some of his favorites. And when these two work in the ring together, it's very obvious that they're very comfortable with each other. They know each other very well, and they are able to put on some incredible matches. There is a spot to the outside, and this is probably one of my spots of the night here. I want to talk about it specifically. I don't like to go over spot by spot. I like to tell more about the feeling of the match, but there was this one move when Jack jumps out of the ring, kind of hits like a suicide dive, but he spins at the same time, and he hits Colton Kelly, and they both go like diving into the barricade. It happened essentially right in front of me, and it looked really brutal. So, man, just to see that move, though, right in front of me, so cool to see. I got to say, Jack Pride, he's so good. He's so talented. Everybody in this match is so crazy good. The Thickness, obviously, Reed Matthews, one of my favorites, same with Jack Pride. Colton Kelly, the winner of the death match over at the Clandestine Society. And we have Mo Jabari, he was one of the centerpieces when the PWA was taking over the Saddle Dome. So this match was a showcase of that. Super really fun match. We'll get straight to the end here, though. There was a part where Thickness goes for a cannonball, obviously. He goes, Thickness! Mo Jabari, but Kelly gets in the way and breaks it up. Colton Kelly hits the Thickness into the corner, goes off, and in his own way, Colton Kelly throws his hands to the side, goes, Thickness! And goes and hits the Thickness with his own cannonball. And then we had Mo Jabari going up onto the top rope, hits him with a top rope splash, pins the Thickness, and we had the Millennial Rebels winning. This match took approximately, I'd say, about 8 minutes or so. It was about an 8 minute long match. A lot of the storytelling, and I really like this about the PWA, this happened after the match. We had Jack Pride as Jack, obviously, going up to the Thickness, apologizing for not being there to help us break up the pin, for being outside of the ring. Really just apologizing and just saying, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to happen. And Thickness, obviously, like, obviously wants to trust Jack, but he doesn't understand and he doesn't like Pride. So he goes and he pushes Jack. And then as soon as he pushes Jack, you could see Jack turn into Pride in his eyes, and he got right in the Thickness's face. And I had no idea what was going to happen. The crowd was chanting, hug him. Everybody was like super hot for a big hug. But as soon as they got into each other's face, like the crowd was like dead. They were like, oh shit, something's about to go down. And I don't know what it is. It was clearly Pride. Pride backed up. He said, nope. He just rolled out of the ring. He didn't say anything. He just stood back, took a breath, rolled out of the ring, walked to the back, very stern. It was clearly Pride. So it's interesting to see a little bit of almost humility or humanity even a little bit in Pride there. Jack, obviously, Jack would have been the first person to give up the hug, go best friend style and try to make everything okay, but not Pride. Pride's usually the type of person who says, if you get in my way, I'm going to run you down. But the fact that Pride backed down to the Thickness at the very end there, I don't know. I'm so intrigued by the storyline. I could sit and talk PWA storylines all freaking day, man. So I'm super excited to see what happens with Thick Pride. I think these guys are an amazing tag team, and I can't wait to see where this goes. I really can't. Next up, we had a really fun match, Zoe Sager versus Taryn from Accounting. All right, so this was Taryn's debut match in Calgary, and Wow, the crowd was hot for Taryn from accounting. Everybody was really excited for this match. We had Taryn from accounting, aka TFA, because she was getting her own crowd abbreviations there with TFA. Everybody was super hot. I loved this match. Zoe Sager obviously is one of the best athletes around here. She always puts on such a clinic in the ring. She does such a phenomenal work. And she always makes herself seem incredibly legit and threatening, even to the point where, yeah, she's obviously a bit shorter, but she doesn't feel short. She feels like just a legit, amazing, awesome wrestler. And I know Taryn from accounting, this is her Calgary debut. I know she's still relatively new to the scene around here, but she's so damn good. I love Taryn from accounting. Her theme song coming out to there, I'm working 9 to 5. Man, I don't know, but she seems like she could make taxes really fun. I've always say this kind of thing every time I see Taryn from accounting, but this was a fun match. It's always weird when you see kind of like the face versus face dynamic. Obviously, there was points in this where the crowd didn't quite know if they should be cheering or booing, so there was points where the crowd got a little bit quiet because obviously they didn't want to cheer against Zoe, but they also didn't want to cheer against Taryn. Unless something really big happened, and we heard chants obviously from both sides. Now, we can talk a little bit about the match here. So we started off, we have actually Taryn taking control kind of early, putting Zoe in a headlock. Zoe fights back, tries to hit a suplex, but Taryn reverses it into her own suplex. But then Zoe reverses that into like her own suplex. And then it just keeps going back and forth. But eventually Taryn hits this like bridging suplex, gets a 2 count. We hear the crowd doing the TFA chants. There was another spot where both Taryn and Zoe are like, they're both running, they hit the ropes and they come back and they dive at each other and they both go for like a splash, like a diving splash. I always call it a fun splash. They both went for a fun splash and collided midair. Their torsos just like boom, obviously, and they just fall to the mat and they're both down for a little bit. That move always looks like it sucks to take. Like, when I see that, I'm just like, I feel like my stomach hurts. Like, I'm just like, I can feel it, like, bruising my insides. It's just, it's an uncomfortable feeling when I see that move. But it looks like it damages them. And obviously, when they can go down, they can take a couple breaths. They can get themselves back into the match. I really like it, but it just looks brutal. There was a part where Zoe hits her own bridging suplex, gets a 2 count, doesn't go for it, or doesn't get the win. We had this really cool part at the very end of the match, though. We had Taryn going for kind of like an electric chair, but Zoe reverses it into a sunset flip powerbomb. I have no idea how they do these things. These things are so fun to watch. I was excited to see what was going to happen with the electric chair, but man, you just can't get one over Zoe. We eventually had Zoe pinning Taryn, getting the win. I really like the end of this match, though, because after, you know, like after the 3 count and the cheering and like the congratulations and everything went on, we had Zoe kind of like stand up Taryn and like put her hand up and point to her. Obviously, it's another face female inside the PWA. It's phenomenal. Taryn from accounting, I think, is going to be a great addition to the PWA. I hope I get to see her more within Calgary. Obviously, we had Juju Ray, who I haven't had seen yet in Calgary, the new PWA Women's Champion, winning that from Zoe Sager last month. I can't wait to see her come down here to Calgary. Apparently, she is coming to Calgary in March for anybody who is excited to see Juju Ray come down. But the addition of Taryn from accounting, the addition of Juju Ray, as well as the addition of Melody, which is more of kind of a managerial position at the very moment because she isn't licensed to wrestle. We'll talk a little bit about that in the final match. But anyways, that was Taryn from accounting versus Zoe Sager. And that was, this was the first match after the intermission. It goes into our final match here. We had Body Break versus the Western Lions. So Body Break consisting of the PWA heavyweight champion, Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Bobby Sharp taking on the Western Lions, the team of Brandon Van Danielson and Michael Richard Blaze, MRB and BVD. The Western Lions obviously need no shout out, neither do does Body Break really. But Body Break introduced, they come to the ring and they say, hey, you know, we've lost all the dead weight and Kat Von Hees, we've kicked her out of Body Break. And we've got somebody else now who, you know, is fit and who's ready to kick some ass and is going to be a great addition to Body Break. And they introduce out Melody. Now, I had never seen Melody wrestle, but I've seen her around a couple of different PWA shows. So it's really great to see her making her final debut or finally making her debut within the PWA. I like her in this managerial position. There is obviously times where you could tell that Melody's still relatively new to certain specific things, but I thought she did a phenomenal job as a manager, especially in her first match. I felt like she was placed well a lot of the different times. Like anytime she needed to trip up MRB or BBD or to make a distraction or to, you know, bother the ref or to even just kind of get those like little bits of hits in just here and there. She was there. So I think in terms of a managerial position, Melody did a phenomenal job. So congratulations to her. I obviously don't have to talk about the merits of Bobby Sharp, Michael Allen, Richard Clark, Brandon Van Danielson, and Michael Richard Blaze. These four are some of the best, if not the tops of Alberta, especially inside of the PWA. This match was obviously my match of the night. It was crazy. I actually wrote down so many different spots in here, but I don't want to go in and just do spot for spot for spot, but let's talk a little bit about this. Michael Allen Richard Clark, as my PWA heavyweight champion, I love it. It's from the promos that he'll cut against bus people being lazy, to just how good he is in the ring. His look, obviously, he's so legit. And when he works alongside Bobby Sharp and they're a part of Body Break, like these guys obviously are like, they look like superheroes at points, right? Like they're very well built and they work well together. They have good tag team chemistry. I like that part where they were doing like, I think it was like sit-ups, and they were just counting them out, 1, 2, 3. Like obviously Body Break does, and so does Michael Allen, Richard Clark. And yeah, so this match starts off. We have Michael Richard Blaze and Bobby Sharp starting this off. Now this match is a whole match. The whole storyline behind all of this is the hot tag. Because MRB was in the match for a very long time. We had Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Bobby Sharp tagging in and out, constantly performing good tag team, classic tag team clinics, and not letting MRB go and hit that hot tag. The Revival would have been really proud of Body Break in this. But it just built for what felt like, I don't know, maybe about 8 to 10 minutes of Michael Richard Blaze, you know, consistently fighting back and doing what he could. But at the end of the day, we had Body Break just constantly taking the advantage. There was this one spot that I really enjoyed between Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Michael Richard Blaze. I'm just going to call them Mark and MRB, where they just start slapping the shit out of each other. And like, just across the face, back and forth, bam, bam, bam. Like, it looked painful. My cheek hurt from it. My cheek still hurts from it. And that sucked to watch, but it was so effective. I always love watching that. I always look at these moves, I'm like, that looks like it hurts. So I hate it in that regard, but then I also love it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I think you do. Eventually, we do have MRB getting the hot tag onto BVD, and BVD just comes and clears house. He holds Mark over his head for like 10 seconds. He goes, he hits a top rope splash. Body Break eventually takes back over BVD, and now the story is reversed. Kind of like how MRB was the first time. Now they're not letting BVD tag out. They're getting the advantage. They're hitting him with big moves. They're keeping him down. They're tagging back and forth a lot. We had Body Break. They're a very smart tag team, and you can tell they've obviously got some experience together. And anytime we would see BVD kind of get a small advantage, once again, Melody was right there getting the distraction in, you know, hitting MRB, keeping him away from the match so he wouldn't be able to get in for a tag, things like that. And then it happened backwards again, where eventually, after like another 8 to 10 minutes, BVD gets the hot tag back in and MRB. And it kind of went up for the very end of the match. It started turning into a bit of a chaos, but it was a lot of fun. I love this one spot. MRB sets up Bobby Sharp in one corner and Mark in the other corner, and like both of them are in cheeky Nando's situations. Comes up double cheeky Nando's. That was really cool. Then we had Mark eventually fight back. He gets MRB in a position. He yells, "Brain Buster!" Like, there's a lot of this whole, like, opponents copying their opponent's finishing move kind of thing. Michael Allen, Richard Clark, he yells Brain Buster, goes to hit it, but then MRB reverses it into his own Brain Buster. Obviously, that was freaking awesome to see. MRB goes for the pin, but Bobby has already knocked the ref down. Houston Moore comes out, tries to start hitting the count, but Melody pulls Bobby Sharp out of the ring. Then Zoe comes out, and there's a bit of a brawl that ensues. The ref throws out the match. It's a bit of a disqualification because Melody came in, and then Zoe came in to defend the Western Lions. So we have the three of them, Body Break with Melody, the Western Lions alongside Zoe Sager. So this kind of set up another bit of a match. MRB gets his hands on the mic, and he's like, "I'm so tired of this. Every time we put on such an amazing show, it always has to end from disqualification anytime that involves Michael Allen and Richard Clark." And he was saying, like, there's three of you, there's three of us, get in the ring, let's fight right now. And Bobby Sharp's like, nah, that's not going to happen. And eventually Kurt Sorokin makes his way to the ring, and he's like, hey, there's three of you, there's three of them, they want a match, let's have the match. And Bobby Sharp reminds everybody that Melody is not licensed to wrestle in Calgary, so she will not be taking place in any three-way match, so there will not be a triple threat match, and we will not be getting any triple threat match. And Kurt agrees. He says, you know, you're right, Melody is not licensed to wrestle, so how about we get Gigi Rayan as a part of Body Break. So next time we see them in Calgary, one of the matches that they now have set up is going to be MRB, BVD, and Zoe Sager taking on Body Break, which is Michael Allen, Richard Clark, Bobby Sharp, as well. Now we're going to have Gigi Ray. So that's going to be phenomenal. I really can't wait to see what's going to be happening with the PWA on the next show. We're coming in onto their 19th anniversary show. I believe it's the 18th or 19th anniversary show. Numbers escaping me right now, but that's coming up here, I believe, in March. So we're setting up some seriously big storylines. Cannot wait to see what's going to be happening at that anniversary show. So I hope all of you will be there. But that does end the review of PWA Evolution for today. It was a really great show. PWA always seems to put on such a good clinic. And once again, if this message goes out to the Titan, I hope you're doing okay, buddy. As I get information, I'm sure I'll update all of you. But we can only hope for the best, that Titan is going to be okay. And that maybe just pull the muscle or something like that. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the results of the RCW Can-Am Retro for Ret show. Now, I wasn't at the show, so I don't have any of the specific details, but I can talk to you about the matches that took place on the card. The first match of the night, we had The Beast Ali defeating Scott Lee Crew. We had Hong Kong, the Canadian Goose, defeating Kaishi. We had Tyrone Ironside defeating Dwight Davis. I always want to say Dwight D, but it's D. Dwight Davis. We had Matt Hart retaining the Commonwealth title, defeating Dante, Dean Richter, and Scream in a fatal four-way match. We had Team RCW, which contained Steven Styles, Jordan Aries, and Kato and Tony Machete, defeating Team Can-Am, which was Steve Rivers, Steve Wilde, Katana, and Phil Frenzy. We had Heavy Metal retaining the RCW Canadian Heavyweight title, defeating Brad Young. We had Vinny Fever winning the Steve Gillespie Memorial Battle Royal to become the final Can-Am Heavyweight Champion. The previous champion was Steve Rivers. And then Vinny Fever goes on to retire the Can-Am title in Steve Gillespie's honor, since his passing, and that title was obviously big in his name and around the RCW world. So I was upset that I wasn't able to make it to that show, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. I was able to make it to the PWA show. And once again, we have a show coming up in Calgary, two shows in about 2 weeks. We're going to have Heart Legacy Wrestling making their return, as well as RCW Wrestling Ain't Easy. That's going to be taking place on February 20th and February 21st, respectively, in Calgary. So I hope to see all of you there. But don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to WinColumnSports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling, and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now, interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Ah, what a fantastic show that was for the PWA. They're always putting on amazing shows. So if you're in the Calgary or Edmonton area and you have the opportunity to go to a Prairie Wrestling Alliance show, you got to go to them. I think it's one of the best promotions around. I absolutely adore Prairie Wrestling Alliance and everything that goes on within the PWA. So I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I know you probably hear this on literally about everything that you ever listen to, but if you hit that like button, it actually does help out a whole heck of a lot. I know it seems like a very simple act and it's mundane and people forget to do it, but it does help. So if you want to give us a like, remember to do that, or leave us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to do. Subscribe on any major podcast app and tell me who you would love to see me interview here over the next little while. I've got a couple of people lined up, but if there's anybody in specific any of you guys are dying to hear an interview from, let me know and I'll definitely get in contact with them. I hope you all have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.